Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The latest information on widening I-25 between Castle Rock and Monument is available at a meeting today. It's just getting underway now at the El Paso County Office of Emergency Management in Colorado Springs. Meantime, Colorado Springs traffic engineers are hosting a separate meeting to address traffic concerns in the city's Old North End neighborhood. 91.5 KRCC's Jackson Payne has more.
The city held a meeting in August for residents living directly north of downtown to talk about transportation issues in the area. According to the city's traffic engineer, Kathleen Krager, among the most cited concerns were parking availability and pedestrian safety.
Neighborhoods that are next to downtown often struggle with transportation problems, but they can also be wonderful neighborhoods to live in.
Krager says the feedback given during these meetings should help the city relieve some of the issues. While the first meeting focused on obtaining public input, this second will be informational and will discuss next steps. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jackson Payne.
And that meeting takes place from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at the City Auditorium. A review of state records shows at least a dozen explosions have occurred in oil and gas industry facilities in Colorado since a deadly blast killed two men in a neighborhood in Firestone back in April. The state has not taken enforcement action in the Firestone deaths, citing the lack of rules covering fatal accidents in the oil and gas industry. State regulators have proposed changes to some existing rules in response to those deaths, but the proposals do not deal with fatalities. Officials with the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission say the agency does not have authority to impose penalties for fatal explosions. Lawmakers created the commission to ensure industry operations are consistent with environmental protection and public safety standards. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.